Daniel Twan, why is Tandawangla Mountain Road being used in this current logging operation?
Bill, we have a harvesting operation in the Tandawangla State Forest area. The main haulage route is through a forestry road, Tin Mine Road, that is okay for use in dry weather, but every now and again when the weather conditions get wet, we use the council-owned Tandawangla Mountain Road.
The Tandawangla Mountain Road, I only found out recently, is a regional road.
It's owned by the council, and in that way, it's a public road that's available for private use and for commercial business.
There's quite a paper trail of complaints going back several years now from Phil Miller, a farmer who lives on Tandawangla Mountain Road, regarding dust from logging trucks. What's been the response from Forestry Corporation to that?
So the way we've dealt with this in the last harvesting operation was over 2 years ago, and how we dealt with it at the time was to use the Tin Mine Road, which is our own road, for the majority of haulage, and then under wet conditions, we would use the Tandawangla Mountain Road. And we would ask all the trucks to slow right down in the section of road that goes past the residents in order that we don't create dust as an issue. In the last harvest event, that was understood by the residents, and we thought that that was an acceptable outcome, and we thought that the residents believed that too.
Why not fix up the Tin Mine Road so that it's usable in all weather conditions?
Look, we're aiming to do that, and we've actually got our machinery up there this week. So Monday morning we have our grader up there, and we're going to put some more gravel down on that road. It is our aim to use it for the majority of operations. But it is it's a windy forest road, and it's only narrow and under very wet conditions. And for the safety of the log truck drivers, we do use the Tandawangla Road if we need to. But as I said, we implement some measures in there to minimise the impact on those residents if we do use Tandawangla Road.
Given the difficulties of that situation, would it be more cost effective to bitumen that section of Tandawangla Mountain Road where these problems are being reported?
Oh, look, Bill, it's a council road, and my understanding is that they are looking into that as an option, and they've communicated that to the residents. I've been in touch with the council as well, and we've had discussions about if there's any way that we're able to support the council in any submission for funding on that. So I've been liaising with council on that as an issue too, but ultimately it is their responsibility as it is their road.
So the kind of funding outcome would be one of partnership?
That's one of the options that's being looked at. So they're looking at potentially going for state government funding assistance with this section of road. But there's a process that needs to be followed for that, and applications would need to be made. And the Forestry Corporation is willing to assist in those applications and submissions with Bombala Council.
And willing to assist with funding with actual dollars as well?
Look, that's one of the issues that we would have to look into. How much of the likely timber volume is going to come out on that Tandawangla Mountain Road? And we would have to look at is that an option that we were able to pursue. We certainly don't have budget funding for it in this current year.
Are logging operations continuing in that area?
We are going to have some other operations later in the year, but they are actually adjacent to Tin Mine Road, so our own road, so it's highly likely that that the majority of the log haulage will be on our own road. It was always our aim in this operation to use the Tin Mine Road. I do acknowledge, though, we didn't get in early enough to do the road maintenance that we need to. We're now addressing that right now, Bill.
Peter Rutherford from Southeast Fibre Exports has contacted us to say that the harvesting contractor has been unable to load any trucks since the protest on July 10. Is that a result of Mr. Miller's protest in blocking the Tandawangla Road on July 10?
It's right that the contractor has not hauled any wood to either the sawmill or the chip mill in Eden last week. Now, that's due to a combination of reasons. The wet weather that was experienced last week, it put limitations on the ability to haul wood, but also we did ask for to not haul out Tandawangla Road for the time being, as we sorted out the road maintenance on the forestry road as an alternative.
Therefore, no haulage can take place?
That's right. No haulage took place last week. Now, they wouldn't have been able to haul every day anyway because of weather, but we're now upgrading the Tin Mine Road, and they should be able to start hauling this week. And look, I do feel for the contractors involved because they are the ones that actually suffer. They haven't been able to get their income, and they are generally their small local businesses based in Eden.
Is it reasonable to say that those contractors are paying a penalty because of this protest by Mr. Miller?
There is an impact on the contractors because of the protest, because we did ask them not to haul out the Tanawangalo Mountain Road. So there has been an impact on them, but the impact is also because of the wet weather as well. But we're hoping that we've now been able to open up the Tin Mine Road this week, and we're optimistic that the weather stays good and that we'll be able to catch up on that production.
There was a development from this. After Mr. Miller blocked the road, and you know, the tractor's been removed, the police have gone, trucks have moved on, they say that a man that they describe as intimidating drove to their place, took photographs of them, and also of a visiting local journalist. The man apparently didn't ask permission to photograph, didn't explain why he was there or who he worked for. Apparently a second man then arrived and left shortly after. This first fellow stayed around the house for quite some time. The family and this visiting journalist, a woman, felt quite intimidated and vulnerable. The probability being suggested is that these men were somehow involved in the logging operation. Are you aware of that incident?
Look, the incident was raised with me last week. And look, I will say, Bill, I am really concerned with any allegation of any sort of threatening behaviour. In the absolute strongest terms, it's not behaviour that is any way condoned or excused by Forestry Corporation. I've interviewed my own staff, and I can confirm that they had absolutely no involvement in this. I've also spoken to the customer in Eden who engages these contractors. I've raised it with them, and I will also be writing to them to ask them to investigate these allegations. As I said, Bill, this is it's absolutely unacceptable, and we will follow up on it.
What would Forestry Corporation's position be once it's known what happened and who these people were?
Well, we would have to look at are there measures that we're able to take if they were related to the timber industry. I need to follow up to find out if that is the case, and we would also recommend that Mr. Miller actually take his complaint to the police as well, because this type of behaviour obviously is it's potentially an issue that needs to be dealt with by New South Wales Police as well.
What will you do if you need to use the Tanawangalo Mountain Road again and if Mr. Miller blocks the road again?
Look, I'm really hopeful that we don't get to a confrontation like that again. I've been speaking to Mr. Miller and also his partner, and I will continue to stay in contact with them. I'd like to offer them that we are working on this issue. They've raised it, and we're working on the issue, as are the Bombala Council. And it would really show good faith from their perspective, I guess, if we were able to say, okay, we take the issue seriously, and in good faith, if they allow the log haulage to come out there, if it's required to do so. So we're optimistic that we can actually avoid confrontation in the future.
Daniel, how would you like to see this all resolved?
Oh, look, ideally we don't put log haulage down the Tanawangalo Road. I'd like to continue to work with the neighbours and also work with the council on maximising the haulage on our own roads, and if we need to, then we put measures in to minimise any impact on neighbours.